We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
Sometimes you need to just keep things to yourself, like in your own head. You don't have to say everything you're thinking. Don't you agree? You know that person who just speaks before they think? That's what's on trial today. You've been saying this.
No, I've always said this when it's true.
Well, it is true for you.
You are, too. You just won't say it.
No, I'm not. I don't allow myself.
That's right. Because
you know why? Because I respect my coworkers. You.
Because on the inside, you're thinking it, but you'll never say it. And that's wrong. You shouldn't hold stuff back. Sandy's getting on putting in the... Listen, Sandy's getting on me because of this phrase, and I've said it starting Monday. I even said it this morning, first thing. I am so checked out. It's 4th of July week. The weekend is coming. Everybody's, you know, getting some time off or whatever. And, you know, you're spinning down, getting ready for your vacation. I'm checked out.
Yeah. Okay, valid, great. And everybody listening is like, duh, so are we.
Okay.
Fantastic. But what's on trial is to say that to a coworker or to your boss, because you don't hold back either.
No.
If the boss was standing right next to you, you would be like, I'm checked out. You don't care. That says, hey, listen, don't count on me 100% because I'm not going to be there for you.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it pretty much does. When you're checked out, that means peace out. You're kind of half-assing it. You're not really giving your effort. So, therefore, everybody else around you to keep the company going needs to work extra hard.
Nah.
We want to be checked out, too, you know.
You are checked out. You're just not saying it. It's okay to say it. Just a jerk of justified. I say it's justified to comment, to say, vacation's come up. I'm checked out, man. I'm done.
I don't know why. Maybe it is just me. I don't know. We'll see based on the jury and the verdict, 2222899, jerk or justified. But for some reason, when I hear somebody say that, it's like, okay, well, thank you. Thank you for admitting that you're lazy and you're not showing up to work. You know you're still getting paid your full salary.
Oh, stop being a martyr. It's not all on you. It's just mom complex.
I'm thinking about the team.
I don't care.
It's not about me. I'm thinking about the team.
It's the team. We're doing our job. If I was completely checked out, I wouldn't be here.
Barely you're doing your job. You didn't even turn on your microphone this morning, the first thing.
Well, the button was stuck.
Yeah, blame the button. The button's checked
don't
out.
Don't even start.
See?
You know
See,
how it is.
See, the button is checked out. Listen, yeah. Put your ear to the button and it's screaming, I'm checked out.
Tell Sandy it's completely normal to comment that, to say that. Especially even at work.
Out loud.
Yeah,
to
out loud.
Think it is one thing. To say it to your coworkers and boss is another.
Because I know they are too. 222 Buzz.
If my boss said I'm checked out, I would be like, what?
When I talked to Bob the other day about our best of stuff that we're going to do next week and how we're getting it all ready on the air, I told him, like, I'm checked out. He goes, man, me too. And I'm just like, he's like, we all need a mental break. I mean, we had a conversation about it. He was okay. He didn't give me crap.
Yeah, as he's judging you, that long list of people he likes and doesn't like, you just got added to
yeah.
the
well, guess
lazy
what?
Don't like list.
That's okay, because they, yeah, fine. Doesn't matter. I think it's justified. Hi to Buzz. You think it's justified or jerk or what? Hi.
I think it's absolutely justified.
Yeah.
Another lazy on the phone.
I'm not lazy. I bust my ass day in, day out. Yeah. I stay at work all the time. I look at my boss and tell him I'm checked out.
Oh, my God. You too. Wow. Maybe you guys are more brave than I am.
I mean,
I say I'm checked out. Go ahead and fire me if you think I'm going to have my job.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, and I hate people like that.
And guess what? You still have your job, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks, man. 222 Buzz. What do you think? Is it jerk or jerk? You say it because you're putting me on trial. You phrase it however you want. It's going to be justified.
Yeah. See, you're already freaking checked out. You can't even finish the trial here, the statement.
Go ahead.
To say I'm checked out before a holiday weekend to coworkers and the boss.
Okay, 222-2899. Call us up on the Judgment Zone on the Buzz, okay?
In the criminal justice system, judgment-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In Rochester, New York, the dedicated radio hosts who investigate these vicious crimes are members of an elite squad known as the Breakfast Buzz. These are their stories.
I am so checked out. You can say that. Listen, if this verdict comes today that it's justified to be able to say that around work, then you have our permission to go ahead and tell everybody, tell the world.
All right. On the surface, to announce I'm checked out to the boss and coworkers sounds like duh, because you're all thinking it. Mm. If you have a long holiday weekend, of course you're thinking it, but hear me out. You cannot announce it to people. Yeah, if your heart surgeon said, you're laying there on the table and your heart surgeon's like, oh, phew, it's a long holiday weekend. I'm checked out. Mm-hmm. It pretty much is like, good luck, my friend. I hope you survive.
Well, yeah, most likely you're checked out too. You're going to check out quicker than him.
You don't want to hear that from people that you count on. Count on you to show up.
I'm here. I'm showing up, but I am checked out.
Okay, you're physically kind of there.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
You? Oh, it's Donzo. Hey.
Hey, you sound pretty good for a dead guy.
I know, right? Pretty good, huh? So what is it, jerk or justified?
I say it's justified. I've been checked out for months, it seems like. Going through life by osmosis.
I know.
Especially now, you can't say that to people because people are losing their jobs. So here, a fellow coworker gets laid off, but you announce to everyone you have your job and you're like, I'm checked out. Nah. Shh. Keep that quiet and to yourself.
You know everybody else is thinking it.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with
saying it. And he's in the office. You're at home.
I'm here. I have to come to work every day.
I'm not saying you're not working, Sandy. I'm just saying he's at the office, you know? He deserves to be checked out.
I had to turn the alarm off this morning. I am checked
in.
You
set off the...
No, I have to disarm the building when I get in the morning.
Yeah, apparently, I guess if I were to try to enter the building, the alarm would go off and I would get in trouble.
I didn't
even realize that. I'm not even allowed in the building.
You were given the code.
Uh-oh.
No, I wasn't. It's only certain people. Yeah, so look at that.
Yeah.
So check in, my friend, because we need you.
I did.
Well, it sounds like you're an essential employee then, Scott.
I am.
I'm the one who should be checked out.
That's right. Thanks, Donzo. Hi to Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
Morning. I already gave my verdict. Just justified?
Oh, yeah.
I think the whole trial should be scrapped.
Why is that?
I think Sandy should be put on trial for complaining about it. Sandy, I love you, but there's no point in complaining about it. Like Scott and Donzo just said, you're thinking it. So.
Sandy, maybe you should be the one to bring up the fact that you checked out next vacation, okay?
Okay, all of you people just gave me permission to check the F out. So there.
We're going.
I'll barely be here.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, justified. We did it. Check out, baby.
It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proco, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy, happy 4th of July weekend. A little early. The Everything 80s weekend is coming up. We're digging deep into the grab bag of music. My God, it's going to be awesome. Hazy sun today, much warmer, 90, 87 tomorrow. Same thing, 88 on Saturday for 4th of July. 4th of July. And now, it's time for another round of Fireworks or Sex Toys with Sandy Waters.
No, I'm checked out.
That's fine.
You're on your own with this one.
No, checking out doesn't mean disappear.
All right, Sandy. Oh, it doesn't?
No, it doesn't, doesn't mean stop. Okay, Fireworks or Sex Toy. Ready?
Yes.
Italian snow cone.
You know what? That actually would sound fun. Sex toy.
Sex toy?
Yeah. Oh, that's a firework. Bummer.
Firework. The 8-second ride.
That's the one your wife bought.
Right.
As
a sex toy?
It's a.k.a. the Scott Spisano.
Yes.
Probably a firework.
You're but right. I want to go for yeah, sex. Yeah, that's okay. Right. Firework. Yeah. Okay. People pleaser.
Oh my gosh. I'm sensing a pattern here. So let's say firework.
Yay. Okay. Golden shower.
Okay. Oh, okay. Firework. I'm hoping.
Right, firework. Yep. Phantasm 2.
It's firework.
Firework, yes, yes. Pink pony. Firework or sex toy?
Wait, what is it?
Pink pony.
Pink?
The pink pony.
Ooh, a pink pony.
Yeah, firework or sex toy?
Well, some women who like pink and... Huh. I don't know. Okay, for your entertainment purposes, should I get one wrong?
I don't know. It could be a sex toy.
No, it's a firework.
You're right. Yeah, okay. Too damn See, good. Firework. Tin Man's Rocket. Firework. Bone Breaker. Firework.
Oh, God. Please say firework.
It is.
That would hurt.
The crowd pleaser. Firework.
Got the people pleaser and the crowd pleaser. What makes one of those different than the other?
I don't know. California Dreamin'.
I just think of the SNL bit, the Californians, when you said that. Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah. Final answer?
Firework.
Nope. Sex toys.
Oh. Is it really?
Yeah. Before,
I don't know.
Somebody told me. Spaziano and Sandy, good morning. On The Buzz. 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. God. Just a beautiful, I mean, we couldn't ask for, I mean, we've had such a crappy half a year. You know what? Today's the halfway mark in the year, July 2nd, Sandy.
That, someone said that to me yesterday, mm-hmm. and I was floored. We have spent the first half of the year in this weird dream-like reality.
This?
What do we even call it? I don't even know what it's like unreal. We're like in a movie.
Unreal is, what's the word for it? To put it mildly, like a lot of people compare it to the upside down, you know, Stranger
Ooh,
Things.
Yeah. That's like a Dr. Seuss kind of thing.
I mean, we've been through a huge military strike in Iran. Mm. Then they tried to blow us up. Luckily, that didn't start a war. We had the impeachment trial. We had Kobe Bryant. We had... the NBA season suspended. We had March 26th March 26th. The number of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. was 1,000. 1,000. That's March 26th. April 14th, we're up to 25,000. Oh, we got $2 trillion with a stimulus package. Murder hornets. Remember those? Mm. May 2nd, May 8th, unemployment.
But murder hornets didn't come to Rochester, did they?
Not yet. No, not yet.
Okay. Don't say not yet. Take out the yet.
Okay.
Just say no.
Like coronavirus hasn't come. Not yet. It will. George Floyd. I mean, 128,000 people now.
You know what's so bizarre? My 15-year-old said to me the other day, she was like, gosh, you know, because we have been, during this lockdown, we have been going through old family movies. And mm-hmm. it's so cute when the kids were really little.
Mm-hmm.
So we were scrolling through New Year's Eve, 2020. And my daughter was like, there's something off that day. I couldn't get excited. I wasn't happy. I don't know what it was. And now I was like, oh, are you a psychic?
Yeah.
Did you get the feeling of how bad 2020 would be?
It wasn't going to be a good year. The roaring, the roaring 20s. Here we are.
Ooh, I have a psychic on my hands over here.
That's amazing.
Do psychic readings. Isn't that weird? Did anyone else get this vibe on New Year's Eve? Like, was it a normal New Year's Eve for you? Did you get a premonition? Because you often do. Scotty, get
I didn't, because it was first baby New Year's Eve. So it was really mellow and nothing, you know. It was just a nothing burger. It was just one of those.
Oh, which maybe is a sign in itself.
Here's another sign of the times. Of course, the Black Lives Matter movement. And it's all over the world, you know. This is a funny story. You're going to like this. As we come up to 8, a bar in England had to change its name because it was named after a slave trader from England. And the name they changed it to, you have to hear this little cut from the manager this bar. Take a listen to her.
The pub was actually named after Edward Colston, a Bristol slave trader whose ships transported tens of thousands of slaves from Africa. But after anti-racism demonstrators toppled his statue in the city, the pub has temporarily changed its name to Ye Old Pubby McJunkface, which perhaps better represents its patrons, I guess. The pub has said, of course, this is only a temporary name awaiting better suggestions.
I bet you it will stick.
Yes, it is now called, the bar is now called Ye Old Pubby McDrunkface.
You love that. You are all about
an homage.
You love the McBoat face, the McDrunk face.
Yeah, Bodie McBoat face. Remember they had an internet competition to name some kind of some research vessel.
Laugh hysterically as much as Scott is by that. I'm trying to fake a smile and laugh for
How
you.
How do I mean, you not find that amusing?
I mean, it's cute, but I'm not all out knee slapping like you are over there.
You have no sense of humor.
Is it what it is? Maybe
I think
that's it. Maybe I do.
So now this ancient pub in England is now called Ye Old Pubby McDrunkface. Okay, we'll be right back on the buzz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.